Oh, in Jesus' name we come with such praise and thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for the encouragement. Lord, thank you for songs in the night. Thank you for, Lord, streams in the desert. Lord, thank you that there's an excitement, Lord, in the power of your might, this love shed abroad, Lord, that's overtaking. Lord, help us to enter in more and more and more and more. God, how could we not have a praise on our lips? How could we not have a rejoicing in our heart, Lord? Oh, the word of your grace, it's so abundant, it's so full. It's like a fountain, Lord. It's the flowing rivers of water out of my belly. Thank you, Jesus, for this, God. And help us just to get into it, Lord, and enter in, Lord, and quit seeing it afar off today. Laying aside every weight, God, every bit of indifference, and just entering in, Lord, to the beauty of your heart, your love, your care. And God, praise the Lord, that wondrous high calling of your love. Oh, that precious proposal, Jesus saying to each and every one, I'm in love with you. Will you be in love with me? Oh, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. He's just too good. Oh, my goodness. Praise his wondrous name. Been speaking of this precious verse for quite some time, and I now believe we're prepared to handle a little bit of the depths of it. So let's go into Psalms 50:15. And that's Psalms 50:15. It says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. Listen to that again. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Don't wait. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Aren't you thankful for the God of trouble? Amen. Aren't you thankful for the God of trouble? Because I'm looking at a lot of trouble. Aren't you thankful for the God of trouble? Hallelujah. This is the God, I'll tell you what. See, he never turns from your trouble. He waits for it. He knows, hallelujah, because praise God, these are part of the before-ordained good works that ye should walk therein. Trouble, trouble, trouble. I love it. And whether it's really, when we know these things, whether it's we've got trouble, you know, in our home, you ever gotten there and said, man, we've got trouble. Or how about even a better one? I'm in trouble. I don't even need to explain that one. Some of us know that one a little bit better than the other. But we all know it. And I'm so thankful to God, no matter what the trouble, this is the God of grace. Grace for grace, grace upon grace. More grace. Hallelujah. Never-ending mercy. Who waits for me, anticipating for me to cry out to him in my time of trouble. Isn't it amazing that we would even delay, even a bit, one moment, to not just cry out to the Lord in time of trouble? And I have to tell you, I love how the Lord does it. His heart is just so big, so amazing. So pure, true, everything that, and anything we could ever think of, and then that doesn't even begin. But this immense invitation, and this longing for us to enter into his mercy, to embrace his mercy, to praise him for that mercy, to call upon him in my time of trouble. You think about religion. Religion doesn't want you to call upon him in the time of trouble. Religion wants to somehow try to get you right. And then somehow then there's great fellowship. Let me tell you something. The best fellowship I've ever found with my Lord is in my time of trouble. And I'm going to just jump over to that one. Yeah, we've got trouble, but where I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. Amen? Come on. Be thankful today. See, he didn't say, repent, get right, you need to do this or that. He just says, call upon me, proclaim my name. How many times I've said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God, I'm in trouble. And every single time, praise his name. He's delivered me. because his word's true. Hallelujah. And I love that word deliver. Don't you love the word deliver? It means to remove you. I've seen him remove me. I've seen him remove some other people too. I've seen him take them right out. I have. I've seen that mighty hand of God. This, by his grace, is an epistle read of men. Amen? Isn't that what it is? He's the author and finisher of our faith. What don't you want him writing in there? Praise God. All of it, Lord. All of it. Amen. And then, not only remove you, he draws you out. It means rescue you. But you know, there's something amazing about the Word of God. It means so much more. And as with the Word of God, every word means beyond what we could ever ask or think. But this word deliver even means to equip you. Did you hear that? To equip you. Wait a second here. You mean deliverance is to equip me? See, sometimes he doesn't necessarily want to take you out. He wants to leave you in. He said, oh, we've got something really grand here, honey. This isn't escape time. This is, we're going in and we're going to take them down time. Huh? Come on now. See, equip you, make you strong and arm you for war. See, David knows that. David knew that. Isn't that something? Think about David there. And there was Goliath out there. And he was just mocking and trashing all of those wonderful brothers of his. That truly, they loved the Lord. They knew God. But they were afraid. I'm sure that they were praying, Lord, just have Goliath have a heart attack. Lord, send a meteor and hit that fella on the head. No, really. Think about it. I'm sure they were. But not one of them was going to go out. No way. But I am also thankful that, you know what, they didn't. Because you go out in your own strength against Goliath, you're done. Huh? You got to wait on God. This isn't of you. This is of God, is it not? Amen. I loved how Brother Hill used to tell those fellas. And I'm telling you, I've been encouraged to tell a couple people that before. Well, I saw GP in the sky. Well, you know, brother, that meant to go preach. He said, oh, no, that meant to go pray. I love, as the brother said the other day, yes, go sit and soak. Are we sitting and soaking? Amen. See, a lot of people don't like to just sit and soak. And I'm an anxious one. It's hard for me. But I'll tell you what, God's mighty, and he'll get you to sit and soak. And then you'll learn how good it is. And you just soak it right up. It's good, good stuff. But see, this means to equip you and make you strong and arm you for war. And those that know the Song of Solomon, and you really, everybody here needs to really get into the Song of Solomon, because that's your proposal. That's, again, all of this precious proposal. But as that wonderful story begins, and that encouragement to our lives, she is quickened of heart to say, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Talking about the Shulamite to the bridegroom. And obviously this is for us to our Lord. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Those that have read through that and studied that, that word kiss means to equip with weapons for war. So wait a second. You mean this sweet lady got to this point of being proposed to possibly in a time of trouble? What do you think, brother? You mean that she might have not just been this little, you know, cherub fair one? Everybody said, oh, was she just so sweet and tender? Who's God looking for? Yeah, ones that know they're lost, needy, despised. You know those ones that walked by as she sang about that one that was on her knees. Oh, and how they said to Jesus at that time, oh, if you knew what she did, you wouldn't even let her touch you. You ever hug anybody in love that you knew nobody wanted to touch? Huh? Well, let me tell you something. Sometimes And the only time we get this an awakening is when we're in trouble. Hallelujah for trouble. Because troubles aren't just to save me for a moment. But I'll tell you what, there's a plan, a detailed plan for eternity's best in every single one of my troubles. Praise God. The plan of more grace. The plan of trouble that, you know what? If it wasn't for that trouble, I would have never even seen His grace. You know what? If I didn't really have that trouble, I wouldn't have even come down to this altar and said, Lord, I'm just here to embrace Your grace. How about to love His grace? You know, sometimes you got to get really needy to love certain things. I always enjoyed hearing, can't remember which brother it was, but, you know, they were so poor, you know, they grew up on a lot of spam. You know, spam this, spam that, a la spam, you know. We're going to have prime spam tonight. And then as the Lord allowed, you know, things to increase in his life and everything was so funny, he said, I miss spam. Said it kind of quiet, but it really spoke to me. It's amazing what you can come to love. Isn't it amazing? Yes. My heart is about to burst today in thanksgiving to God. Vision, absolute assurance. That mark is more clear, that invitation, the love, the heart of God, this precious life we have, the plan, the detail of it, the mining, and how beautiful it is to God when we awaken to see it in the rejoicing that I'm having with my Lord in abounding to be able to stand and to fight with assurance to say, look, we're not, you know, I'm not even putting up with this. We do not have time. We do not have time. This is so precise. It's exact. This moment that we live in every single breath. Oh my goodness. I'm going to tell you, there is a company. And it's going to happen in a twinkle of an eye. And they're going to be face to face with Him. And they're going to be rejoicing. And they're going to say, oh, hallelujah. My bridegroom has come. He's taken me. Just like time and time again. Those that expected the Lord, they waited on the Lord. They heard His voice. They heard His word. And you know what happened? It happened. And you know those that saw it afar off? They saw it afar off. They didn't enter in. They missed it. I don't want to be one that missed it. I don't want to preach to ones by the grace of God that there would be one that would miss it. We're here. Enter in. Enter in, enter in. Now, brothers and sisters, this is a deliverance. This is a deliverance, praise God, that brings us the weapons. This is the weapons, praise God, that we realize how weak we are. That we receive the grace, we see the grace, we can even, my goodness, imagine, grow into the masterpiece of His grace. So with this precious trouble, you can understand then, we're not just going to have one or two. They're coming. You're going to have more. It's just like waves that come in. More trouble is coming. And why? Why did we read this? Because thou shalt glorify me. My trouble glorifies Him. Do you get that? Do I get that? My troubles glorify Him. I don't have anywhere else to go. I shouldn't. The only stupidity I've had at times was I've delayed in crying out to Him. I've tried to do it in my own strength. I tried to do it in man's ways. I've tried to listen to man's words. Well, I've got news for you. Just like He said for me, your life isn't man's. Your life is mine. Your life don't live by man's ways. Your life lives by the faith of the Son of God. And by the way, son, I live in you. I live in you. It doesn't work any other way. We're life. We're living. That sinful is dead. It's a dead thing. I was visiting with a sweet couple, and really to understand this, when we go to the world for advice, that's like going to a morgue and talking to a bunch of corpses. It's a truth. Do you get it? You're either quickened, alive in Christ, or you are dead in sin. Dead. And there is no wisdom in that. There isn't. Here's your wisdom. Here is your life. Here's your abundance. Here's your peace, rest, understanding, your joy, your happiness. Praise God. Strength, high tower, shield, buckler. All in all, it's right here. Praise God. Yes. Now, see, the deliverance that he gives us isn't just a deliverance to get away. It's a deliverance to enter in. It's to be bold and to enlarge our steps and to fight a good fight. To have that warfare of the believer and the full armor of God. Isn't that wonderful? That we don't need to be afraid. I don't need to be afraid what man can do. God's with me. God's with me. Hallelujah. He's for me. And if he be for me, who could be against me? But I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm believing God in this. So this is deliverance with eternal glory. See, when you get that about your life, and you get that about troubles in our lives, brothers and sisters. We said this in so many different ways because it's all over the Word of God. That's why Paul, in that great, wonderful, that enlightenment that he said, I glory in my infirmity. And brothers and sisters, this was a long walk with the Lord to where he was quickened, encouraged in heart, to where it became so real to him. I don't glory in my knowledge. I don't glory in my strength or anything else. The real glorying is in the infirmities and always in the infirmities. Because an infirmity, let me tell you something, is a trouble. It's a trouble. And what does the Word of God say again? I will deliver thee in thy day of trouble, and thou shalt glorify me. The trouble given to him glorifies him. Isn't that wonderful? Why? Because it's him. Why? Because it ain't you. Why? Because you're weak and he's strong. It glorifies him. Now, do you wonder why this is such a troublesome bunch? It's the truth. Come on. This is what it is. Just wake up and see it and rejoice. And let's face it, delivering us from trouble is downright mercy. Amen? Anybody here deserve to get delivered from trouble? Come on. Raise your hand right now. Huh? No, it's downright mercy. Mercy. Praise the Lord. See, we don't deserve it, but that's why God loves it. That's why God adores it. That's why he's thrilled with this. He loves his mercy. He adores his mercy. His mercy is what? His glory. And he wants us to love his mercy. Do you know in Micah 6:8 it says he requires us to love mercy? Man. Come on. Where's he going to have to take you? Where's he going to have to take you? Before we truly break before God. Before truly there is a broken heart and a contrite spirit before God. Amen? And he'll do it because he's faithful. He's faithful. You read on in Psalms, I love this, in 51:8. We just have to go there anyways because I was just rejoicing as I was coming up here reading about that. But it says, make me to hear joy and gladness that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Everybody broken? How many really rejoice with broken bones? If you know the Word of God, you will. You begin to see what his plan is, divine. Again, quit looking this far ahead and see the eternity of what he's planning here. It's a vapor. It is so quick and gone. But yet we get so entangled into think of a compartmentalized life. Oh my goodness, this is our problem. That's our problem. This is our problem. No, you have to see it from seated in the heavens in Christ. this is the plan of God. This is God's precious encouragement to us that this is all working for the exceeding riches in the eternities to come in his kindness to me in Christ. See, we can either see truth or we can just go about our way and be a miserable sort. But see, there's something about those ones that believe. And you mark them and you see them. And it didn't matter where they came from, what they went through, what they were going through. There was a joy. It was like they weren't even here. I would be encouraged by Sister McGuire, Brother McLam, Brother Hill. Different ones of those that I knew it was about the truth. It was about the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I'm telling you, as you're sitting here today, you say, man, I really want that. Well, you know what's beautiful? He wants it more for you. And what's even more beautiful than that? He's already gave it to you. But he's just encouraging you. By the grace of God, you got to step out and walk in it. You know, when he calls you out of the idol shop, you just go. Brother Abraham said, I didn't know where I was going, but he called me and I went and I walked. But if you're waiting for a sign, if you're waiting to see something, it's never going to happen. It will just pass you by and that opportunity will be gone. So why are you waiting? Amen? Amen. See, his mercy, which is just so abundant, which we know he adores, loves, and he requires us to love, it's what makes us humble. And God says, I give grace to the humble. He's given everything. That's why he gives you that trouble to call out upon him, to receive that mercy. Because his mercy, praise God, when we embrace that, it makes us humble. Humble. Thankful beyond. Lord, I adore you. And then the mercy under, praise God, with those enlightened eyes of understanding of the cherubim, that's why they're just affixed on that mercy seat. That's why they can't look at anything else, because they know that that weakness, that mercy, that grace is what will grow them up into that marvelous bride that will rule and reign jointly together with Jesus. See, when you really get that, it couldn't be anything of yourself to put you in that place. For eternities to come with very God of very God as his wife. I mean, we're studying some amazing things in Revelation. But it's not a study. It's something we're seeing. I was just visiting with Brother Dwayne. It's like, you know, you're going to take a trip somewhere. I mean, a really cool place. And you go there and you just show up and all that. It was really neat. But the ones that studied it before they got there and really are excited about, oh, I'm going to see this. And I'm going to see that. And here's how that came about. And this is what, you know what? It's a lot more meaningful. And they enter into it. And there's a total different enjoyment. As opposed to going somewhere. Then you get home and say, oh, what did I see? And then you're looking through. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. It was still really cool. But you didn't experience it like the one that knew it before they got there. Huh? Where are we at? Is that mine? It is. Because he told it is. It is mine. Why is it something that's just beyond my capacity in the Lord? Because there isn't. He said, I'll just keep expanding that. Of salvation. I believe everybody here. You believe in salvation. You believe in that Jesus died on the cross for you. And he shed that precious blood. And it cleansed you from all sin. And now you are a child of God. Easy, by the grace of God, a cookie on a shelf. But somehow, something in his truth got hard. It's just too much for him to do. Wait a second. Why wouldn't saving you be too much for him to do? There's nothing hard for God. His word is true. He said it. And all over in the word of God, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. It is that simple. Believe him. That's mine, Lord. You died for me to have it. You came to earth for me to have that. You became man for me to have that. You were made sin for me to have that. See, I just want to praise him with everything. And really, I use this word in my life. Lord, I don't want to insult you. I just want to believe you. I don't want to doubt you. I don't want to delay. I want to go in there and I want to get it. And this is what this is so beautiful about, these troubles. And a lot of times, and I'm really honing in again on today, yeah, we've got trouble, or I am in trouble. I did something. I put myself into something. But God, he's working this, and I want to have that strength and the power of his might to go in there boldly, like that sister did, to go in there. I don't care who's watching. I don't care who's thinking. I just know who's loving, and I know who wants me, and I know who allowed these things, and perfectly worked it together for my good, to enlighten the eyes of my stupidness, but he enlightened the eyes of my understanding. That I go in there and I say, oh God, if I didn't have this, if I didn't make these mistakes, if I didn't have these great failures, I would have never taken this. I would have never had it. If that woman down on her knees, if she didn't have all of those vile things in her life. Huh? The mercy humbles you. Because mercy makes you contrite. Mercy causes you to be lowly. Mercy causes you to just be in awe of him. And that incredible grace and mercy, this undeserved and unmerited love and favor, will cause your heart to bow down, and a humble spirit will reign. Humble. That's when the grace is multiplied. That's when the grace is multiplied. Humble, humble. A praise begins to come into your heart for him. A praise, a height of praise for his plan, for his ways. That, Lord, increase them even more and more and more in me. And you know what begins to happen is truly you see you, which is so sweet. You decrease. You go smaller and smaller and smaller because of the glory of God. A vessel finally that comes forth that all there is the praise to the glory of his grace. That's all you want popping out of your life. Amen. What do you want to talk about? I just want to talk about the Lord. Oh, brother, you know, and I mean that. It's not just to act humble, deflect, whatever. But when the Lord ever encourages your life for anything, if I can give something from him that encourages you, I just want to praise him. I thank him. I thank him for what he shows me. I thank him for every little thing. But I know, and I'm telling you flat out, but for God, oh, wretched man that I am. Totally, totally. It's the grace of God that is with me that anything would come forth of anything that would be good. Now, as we close it up, how much mercy? Well, I'll tell you what, so much deliverance, it's all about one thing. That my trouble and your trouble, as we lay that in his hands, it glorifies him. God help us, really. God help us. See, it's not my good works. It's not my self-works. It's my trouble. Oh, Jesus. It's when I have no strength. It's when I have no pride. It's when even my esteem has been completely stripped away. How about this one? When you're embarrassed. Huh? What do you think? It's when I just have to finally say, Lord, help. And bang, let the glories roll. Amen. I can see, praise the Lord, that there's a quickening going on. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to ask you, do you glory the most in your infirmities? Or do you complain the most in your infirmities? You get your head up now. Let's do it again. And really, I wouldn't be looking down. I'd be looking up. Do I glory the most in my infirmities? Am I glorying the most in this trial that's upon my life right now? Is that my glory? And I'm talking about, let's just, if you want to, this is the one, Lord. This is the heavy one. Do I glory in that the most? Or is that my greatest complaining? Because I'm going to tell you something that you already know. Complaining is not believing. And God showed us where complaining always dwells around the promise, and it'll never enter into the promised land. Complaining will miss the mark for the prize. It will. By the grace of God, to take the word of God and rejoice and thank Him in my trouble, praise God, to let Him have it. Today, by the grace of God, And really, and this is all of us. This isn't for men. This is for women too. I'm telling you, this is God's people. Lord, have my trouble. I'm going to quit grabbing onto my trouble. Lord, have my trouble. I want you to take my trouble. And not only am I going to let you have my trouble, I'm going to praise you for this trouble. I'm going to thank you. I'm going to praise you because I know that when I am despised, I know that somehow, some way, that in this trouble, praise God, as I'm receiving the word of God, I am suffering for your sake and I'm happy. Huh? No, come on now. Do you know this? Do you believe this? Well, the only way that's going to happen is when we get our head and our thoughts out of the world and off of us, and we'll believe it. That's it. Ain't going to happen any other way. I keep looking at me. I'm not going to see the beauty of Him. And that's why, praise the Lord, I believe it is time to cry out. Yes. Yes, Rabbi.
It is.
My love. For I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy upon, and grace upon whom I will have grace upon. Who are you to say if I shall have mercy upon you or anyone else? For it is mine to say whom I will have mercy upon. Live in joy and freedom and happiness that I have forgiven all transgressions and that you are blessed with glory. And come and sup with me.
It is finished. Jesus paid it all.
Father, every head is bowed. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you again for this glorious grace and mercy. Lord, help us to be strengthened in this. Lord, thank you again for the treasure of these vessels of your grace and mercy. Thank you for every life that is in this precious meeting. Thank you, Lord, for the magnificence of your grace and mercy upon every life, from every walk, from every lowliness, from every height, from everything, Lord, Your arm is not short that it cannot reach. Your mercy and grace is not, that it is not powerful enough, Lord, to raise it up. Lord, thank you again for the knowledge and the vision of this. Lord, thank you again that as your word encourages us to praise you for your mercy till you come. Lord, thank you for the trouble. Thank you for this divine ache that we have. Thank you, Lord, for every life here that, Lord, you have put in your faithfulness, you have afflicted, Lord, so that they would glorify you. The glory of calling out to you, Lord. The glory, Lord, of knowing that I cannot do it. That I cease of my own works, Lord God. That without you, I can do nothing, Lord God. Lord, help us to be of those of that grace and mercy. Lord, help us to grow in that love of that grace and mercy. Lord, help us to be that spiritual one, Lord, that we restore in that grace and mercy. Lord, help us to truly be ones that would lift one another up to Jesus, to lift up hands, God, to Jesus. Lord, to not try to confine and condemn and judge. Lord, there's still more opportunity. There's still more love, God. Lord, help us to be broken from ourselves, Lord God, and vessels truly, Lord, that would be poured forth to you. Jesus, thank you again for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for this moment of time. Thank you, Lord, that there is going to be those that are going to have a joy and rejoicing because your coming is nigh. We praise you for it and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.